Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just move. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just move. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Happy February 1st. We're getting started on getting some things going. First of the month, first of the year, first of the week. just want to make sure that everybody knows what they're doing. January is done, okay? I'll just get over it. If you didn't get done what you were going to get last month, make that the top of your to-do list for February. We're going to process through and push through and be encouraging for one another. So let's get started. Not going to be but a few minutes today. But we're going to talk about grow time. I know we keep coming back to that, but it's grow time. It's time to go. It's time to get it. It's time to get your work done. Time to make do some of this stuff. You got your to-do list. You've been taking trainings. You've been listening to power event motivational speakers. You've been paying for stuff to train to get yourself moving. You got all these tools and softwares for you, and you just sitting there. So it's time to get up. It's grow time and it's go time. So let's talk about busting a move, okay? B is for building. U is for understand. S is for sharing. And T is for trusting. A is for accountability, okay? I didn't put that on there, but I'll add it later. But bust a move. We got to get it going. So let's start with B, building. Building you and creating you something that you want to keep doing on a day-to-day basis. And I know that each and every day we all look to try to find individuals to do some things with. But guess what? It's a challenge. Everybody don't want what you want. Everybody's not going to see your vision. So keep building your arc. I know I had one trainer or two that has shared this with us. And build your arc. You know, people might not see it. They don't understand what you're doing, never heard of what you're doing, or think that what you're doing is crazy, it's not profitable, whatever the case may be. But if God gave it to you, he planted it in you, he planned it for you, it will become possible, it will manifest, okay? So keep pressing and building, not just your business, but build you, your ministry, your knowledge. It's grow time. It's time to expand your brain. It's time to go to another level. Understand. Make sure you are comprehending and understanding all the things that are coming around you. Make sure you understand that. Like I said, people are not going to agree with what you're doing. You know, they may say that, you know, this is something that you're wasting your time. But you got to understand that if God put it in you, he will prepare anything and everything that you need. Your assignment, he will equip. He assigned it to you, he will equip you. So know that if you prayed for it and God gave it to you, don't stress about how you're going to make it happen. You just get the knowledge that you need in order to go forward, because you're going to have to hire people. You're going to have to know bookkeeping, at least something, so you don't get ripped off. You got to know a little bit about marketing and branding so that you can get your business off the ground. You got to go to the next, which is S, is sharing, to know how to share your business, how to talk to people, how to share the information without coming over and crossed over as this just dogmatic throwing up everything all over everybody. You got to learn how to share with a kind heart. You got to be willing to share your time and your knowledge. You got to be willing to share the income or revenue that you got coming in. You got to be willing to share your friends and family with other people. Don't be afraid that they're going to snatch them and get them in their business. It doesn't matter. Keep doing what you're doing and allow your vision to manifest and let people see what God is doing in your life. He's the one that needs to get all the glory, not you. Trusting. Trust God. Trust him in what's going on. Trust your prayer and trust your faith. You pray for it and you say God gave it to you. Trust that. Trust and step out on your faith and increase yourself. A is to be accountability. Have an accountability partner. Know that that's something that's going to be challenging for you to do. Then you need to have that one somebody, if it's your business partner, friend, sibling, family member, whatever, that's going to say, look, you said this is what you want, then come on with it. Get up. Let's do what we got to do. Prayer calls. You know, if you got a friend or a family member, y'all, you promised them, okay, 2 o'clock in the morning, 10 in the morning, 6 in the evening, whatever the case may be, you made a commitment, and that person is going to hold you accountable. You said you were going to talk to 2 to 3 people a day, and you haven't even bothered to get up out of bed to even get your list together. You haven't even thought about getting your calendar out and writing down some names or making some appointments. How are you going to talk to people if you have not set up appointments to get that going? That's probably another A. Accountability and appointments, okay? Be ready to work your something, okay? It is grow time. Grow your business, grow your partners, and then grow your customers. Inform them with some stuff. You're doing wellness like me. Inform them. Give them information that they need. Be willing to show them that you care about what's happening in their lives. After a while, when you get to growing, you're not going to be able to have that personal one-on-one with everybody you know. But there are softwares or services that will allow you to be able to reach out to your people. Y'all get these emails from Brookshire's or Kroger or wherever that say, you know, hey, you know, you get a coupon if you do this, or this special is going to email. People keep talking about email is dead, but email is not dead. You can even do texting. You can have a program to send a text, you know, to hold them accountable to serving and promising that they will be there to support you in your business and your journey, okay? Call, you know, conference calls, prayer calls, encouragement calls, power calls, survey calls, you know, anything and everything that you need to get your business off the ground. Your business is all about branding you. You are your business, okay? The business is you. So that's all I got for you today. I know that was kind of quick and easy. We're going to breeze through them real fast, but bust a move. Be building. You understand. F is sharing. T is trusting. And A is accountability, or even if we're going to keep on moving, appointments. You got to set those appointments. So bust a move in your business. Brand yourself. Get yourself out there. Allow people to see and know that you know what you're doing. Start getting on your Zooms and start getting on your corporate calls and start showing up in your Facebook Lives with other partners. Like, just start showing up, okay? It's grow time. Grow up. Leave some stuff. Stop being childish. You know, let go of some stuff. Forgive some people. There's some things you're going to have to do in your business in order for you to grow, okay? God may be waiting on you to release some things, even disconnect from some things, some people, you know, some habits that we might have. You know, be consistent in your prayer time. Be consistent in even giving him some time during the day. Give all of it. Time management is all about balancing your entire life. And the only way to really do that is to set up appointments for yourself. And you know, I used to get kind of talked about when I was married about 50 years ago. He said, I shouldn't have to make an appointment to talk to my wife. But in reality, you really do. You know, you guys need to set up some time for just the two of you. You know, he was a minister, he was a pastor, and he had 4 boys. He had 4 kids and an ex-wife and a mama, you know. So there was things that he needed to do with them that would just pop up. But because we didn't have any designated plan time, he just did whatever. And when he got home, by the time he made it to me, you know, both of us tired. You know, we've been doing what we need to do all day, and like, I'm not trying to talk to you. I got my kids to deal with, and I got your 4 kids to get ready for business school the next day. So it was work, you guys. It was really, really work. But know that anything and everything, you just don't have to have an appointment. I know that sounds bad, but it is what it is, okay? So if you're looking to grow, you're looking to build, you just got to say, okay, 2 o'clock on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you know, it's all about you, boo. 2 to 4, we're just going to have lunch together, or we're going to plan some time for us to just relax. No phones, we're going to put our phones off. Even family time, you know, say, okay, dinner time, phones go in a bowl. I see the man they have on their show where they put their phones away and they have dinner and they just talk for you and your family. I mean, just like you make the time out for your business, we set aside this time. We get on calls, we get on Zooms, you know, from pretty much all day long. We make time for our jobs, you know, build our job, and we work so many hours. And we just don't consider the fact that, you know, the people that we care about, which is more than likely why you're working, the things that you want in life, you got to work for. Those things require a lot of you, and your time is the main thing, but that's something you cannot give back. You can earn another dollar, okay, but you can't wind back the time, okay? So that's all we got for you today. I'm Madeline Bass, So Real with Madeline, keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising our standards.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just move. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just move. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Hello, y'all. I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for a season like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins. We're trying to blame since that's the case, and what a shame. That people nowadays, not even thinking of him, they living for selfish gain. Instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys and clowns on roofs. Give him the boots. Now, can you please remind me? What's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby? I mean, rockabye baby.